There's a new way to insure, and all you need is 2 minutes. Insure on the Spot is the company who makes sure everyone can be insured at a low price, with rates as low as $35 a month. Pick up the phone and call 773-202-5060 today and get a quote in less than 2 minutes. Insure on the Spot is your one-stop resource specializing in auto insurance. They'll do all the work, and no matter your driving record, if you've had tickets, no prior insurance, or even a DUI, everyone is insured. The best thing to do on the spot is get insurance on the spot. Insure on the Spot.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, the Web Boys, the Web Boys.
Searching online for a new or certified pre-owned Chevy? Take a test drive at Web Chevy in Plainfield. Schedule your appointment by visiting WebChevyPlainfield.com. That's WebChevyPlainfield.com. Find new roads.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, and the Web family promises why. See your Web family dealers.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Listen to every Cubs game right here. We're the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves host First Responder Night on Saturday, presented by Turtle Wax. The Cubs and Reds headed into last night's home opener at Wrigley, vying for the top spot in the NL Central. Today, first place belongs to the Cubs, thanks to a three-run Addison Russell home run in the eighth to lift the Cubs to a 5-3 win over the Reds.
The relentless at-bats we're able to put up on a nightly basis. It's just there's not a whole lot of holes in our lineup, and it's really deep. So the more the guys grind at bats, the better off we'll be later in the game, like you saw last night.
That was David Ross with Mully and Hanley this morning. John Lester got a no decision in last night's game. Adam Warren notches the win. Cubs get the day off today. They'll be back at it tomorrow night when John Lackey takes on Alfredo Simone. Meanwhile, the White Sox spoiled the Twins' home opener. They beat Minnesota 4-1. Jose Quintana with another solid outing. Manager Robin Ventura.
Yeah, I mean, you know, really, for as steady as he is and good as he was, Jim Abbott kind of had that. to, you know, that's I think everybody pulls for him just like they did with Chip. He's just such a good teammate and good person that, you know, everybody's, you know, pulling for him and, you know, all the other stuff. You genuinely like the guy.
Quintana lasted six innings, gave up four hits and one run. He gets the win. David Robertson gets the save. Sox will send Carlos Rodon to the mound tomorrow. The Blackhawks are preparing for the first round of the Stanley Cup playoff. Yesterday, they shipped Brian Bickle and Dennis Rasmussen to Rockford and called up David Rundblad. Game one tomorrow night in St. Louis. Everyone was on the ice for today's morning skate. The Hawks are expected to be at full strength for the playoffs. Make sure to tune in to 670 The Score immediately after tomorrow night's game for postgame with Jay Zawoski. Bulls beat New Orleans last night. Their last game of the season is tomorrow night against the 76ers at the United Center. And a study that will be presented at next week's American Academy of Neurology reportedly shows that more than 40% of retired National Football League players had signs of traumatic brain injury based on MRI scans. This scoreboard update is brought to you by European Soccer at Soldier Field, internationalchampionscup.com. And stop by Walgreens to find allergy relief fast, like Allegra and Nasacort, to give you powerful relief for your toughest symptoms. And it's right around the corner, so it's easy to feel good all season. Use as directed. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball. Next game on the Score is tomorrow at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Reds on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you so much, Julie DeCaro. Nice to see you. Thanks for having the updates today. Appreciate you. Thank you to our guest, Kelly Chase from St. Louis Blues Television. Sarah Burns, the daughter of Ken Burns, who did the Jackie Robinson documentary that airs tonight. Part two of it airs tonight on PBS, and the DVD's out there as well. Jeff Passan from Yahoo Sports joined us for his weekly hit. Jay Zawoski, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you. And Jay will be on doing postgame. You just heard it right there after the Blackhawks game tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Nick Shepkowski, thank you so much, man. Nick will not
good to see you, Chef.
Not be on after Blackhawks games. We'll be
he's usually Sunday, on the weekends.
Sunday, what time, Shep?
Right after the Hawks game. Well, after the Cubs game.
Oh, there you go.
With Jay.
Bing, bang, nice. Boom.
You got your baseball
pairing for the night. The Zawoski-Shepkowski pairing.
Oh, finally.
Your baseball and hockey worlds colliding.
Yes. The polls. The polls will be live.
All you need is a Strowski in there. I'm not going to call it that show.
And Dave Misk going to be engineering. Then we get someplace. Kevin Zipak, thank you so much as well. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Steve Stone on the 5-2 first place Chicago White Sox.
It's Wednesday already.
The ever-present more.
Man.
That's tomorrow.
It's Wednesday already?
Sure is, man.
Dude, weeks fly by.
Why do you have a stuffed animal hedgehog in your backpack?
And do you have the reed
because
for
transition? Not everything is for the air, as you didn't find out yesterday.
What?
The memo!
It's all good.
I just know from here on out that if I don't want something on the air.
What did I do?
I shouldn't tell you.
What did I do?
The boot?
Oh, just tell me. I didn't know that was projected.
I didn't know I had to tell. Oh, so can we do this?
No, I just
because I got 7 years worth of stuff that I know. Oh, no. I know you would love to be on the air.
Terry and I will sit back. Go ahead.
I got seven years.
I'll put on my referee pants.
My apologies. I didn't.
I got to get back to Ed Farmer.
No, I'll mess with you.
I swear to God, I'll mess with you.
But you know what? We're going to do this now?
It's so funny because we're in the car. We're going home because on top of that day, Nicole, the day before, forgot her card at a restaurant. So it was an entire day of us trying to put out fires and, you know, do a lot of stupid things. And she goes and gets her card from the place. And she comes back downstairs and we get in the car. I'm like, all right, this day is over. We can just chill now. And as soon as she gets in the car, she's like, yeah, Goff got the boot, huh? And I'm like, what? I'm like, now your mama's going to think I'm irresponsible. Like, this is not working out the way I thought it would. I blame it on PWB.
In the case of parking lot block. Right. Because immediately I get that one. There he goes, out of the car. Get it.
That's why I thought for so long my first name would shield me from certain things. When you run me, it's Ellsworth.
Up his Ellsworth.
You know, they should be like, oh, let's let this white man go along. That was a nice try
by your folks, though.
It's my dad's name.
Oh,
yeah, all right, my grandfather.
Nice try by him.
Yeah, my grandfather worked in New York at a time when a man named Ellsworth was pretty prominent. So, you know, you know, Bumpy Johnson and those kinds of
Bumpy.
People. Yeah.
So you could have been Bumpy.
Yes. Then that would, that probably,
he's Bumpy, all right.
That probably wouldn't have worked out. Hello, man.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Great.
Yesterday was fun, man. I listened to all of the shows since I was parked
you
right
had no
there
choice.
Next to
you,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you had to deal with my unfunny cousin. Yeah.
No. But you know what? He was funnier yesterday than he was at the roast because he wasn't trying to be funny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the only reason he was there, I was walking from home to the remote, and I'm at Ashland and Addison, and I see him pull up on Ashland and stop at the light. So I'm crossing the street, and then I turn and start staggering right to his car like a crazy homeless person, making a face at it like I'm going to go collapse on the
and then he shot you.
I was about to say, like, this is the only thing that white people can do to other white people.
Well, he really, first
thing,
not the only he gets
thing.
This look of panic and
everything
else. He realizes it's me, and he's like, oh, where's the show going to be? You're doing it soon, it's opening day, so then I didn't think he was coming by.
I got some shtick I'd love to try out.
I want to bounce some things off
of
you.
I've got a new bit.
Right. When's the manly roast, because I got some stuff
no,
for
it
you.
No, it was fun yesterday. And you've seen all the happy salespeople drinking their beer.
Oh, man, the CBS guys are, and our big boss, Tim, just going around. Every station is somewhere.
Yeah.
So everybody was making the rounds.
Right, Styles and Roman come in.
Yeah.
And then,
you
go cross-pollinate with XRT. Yeah,
well, this is a multimedia superstar right here. I got word back from people that I have never talked to about Tributosaurus before, and they were like, dude, like, your boy and his band, they go hard.
We had a good time yesterday.
I got into an alcohol turf war during your remote, too.
What was going on? Because you were the beer gremlin.
So, no, not even that, because I was giving out beers to everybody and
giving out beer.
You know, talking to people, right. Whatever. But there's a certain rum... And a certain mascot for that rum.
Yeah.
That
invaded.
And you know, I don't know why I take these things on. Like, the most overrated thing in the world is to jump into somebody else's fight, especially when it's between.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, the mascot walked into the building?
Yeah, not only walked into the building, but had all the noise and all the pomp and circumstance that goes along with it. And he had his
right underneath
his minions,
and he had his promotional ladies with him as well. So they park right on the reserve table where all of the Budweiser is and all the Bud people should be looking, and this is a Bud event for us. They park right there, and immediately something jumped in me like, nah, that ain't not right here, not right now. So I go, this is a Bud table. And the woman, because she had no idea. She thought I was just some fan, and she was just happy to be there seeing you two idiots talk. So she looks at me with the most disdain in the world and goes, what does that mean? And I go, this is a Bud table. This is a Bud promotion.
It's a Bud event.
It's a Bud event. The signage outside clearly displays that. I have no problem with you doing your thing, but you can't just park at this table and then start to put stuff on the table that has nothing to do with Bud.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then she realized that I wasn't just some jamoke. She's like, oh, okay, we'll keep it moving then. I was like, Jason, did you just involve yourself in a turf war for no damn reason? Like, shout out to Bud, because I enjoy Bud products.
Take care of our people.
How are you going to bring this dude around? And it's cool. He can take pictures with everybody else, but then it's kind of like you're trying, like you're Hoiberging me.
Everybody, you know, you're trying to pump me. If you weren't there with a ticket, you were either A, looking for a ticket, right. Or B, hawking something to all the people who were there.
Oh, no doubt.
Did you see the guy dressed as the goat?
No, I didn't.
I heard
not.
You mention that.
I mean, there's one guy, the Billy Cub guy, who's shoving
arrest
people.
Him.
Yeah, like, seriously, the guy dressed as a goat.
He wanted him arrested because he was dressed as a goat.
Well, and he's just hitting people up for tips.
Wait, what?
What's money?
Hold on,
he's
hold
dressed
on.
As a goat.
Hold on, but you can't wait to give anybody money these days. When did this happen, too, by the way?
I know.
Like, Terry, like, all those years.
Well, I got my diesel mechanic who's out of work, and I got my church bus guy. But the church bus guy got me once. He's never getting me again.
I don't understand the diesel mechanic thing either. Like, there's still a lot of school buses and things that break down.
Yeah, there are. There's always jobs.
Maybe he's bad at it.
No, well, then he's not a diesel mechanic.
Well, he wants to be.
Then, well,
I just don't get it. Like, this is the guy who, you know, you'd have to look at twice and go, hey, you want to get a drink together? And now he's just giving, he's knocking off $50 to homeless people like he's North or something.
I'm giving away my money. buddy.
So all that energy that was in that neighborhood all day yesterday, all that day drinking, all that biding your time at work waiting for the first pitch.
It went dormant for a while.
It did. It came out a little bit when Schwarber got introduced. It came out when Jason Hayward had his first big moment with the bases loaded in the seventh. And then on the Addison Russell home run, it all exploded. And that thing, to hear Casper talk about how it was shaking, to talk to some people who were there, I wish I was there for that moment, because that seemed to be absolutely outrageous.
Have you been up there when the press box shakes?
Yes.
I've been up there when the
It's scary.
Yeah. I there was a moment last year.
Way back when it did.
Mickey Montero cleared the bases against the Cardinals in a game. I think it was early August. And the place went as bananas as I've ever been inside.
Oh, the Hector Rondon was striking Giants. Out the side against the Giants. Yeah. I mean, that was a crazy... you could feel the energy through the television, nevertheless being in that stadium.
How about Rondon last night? We haven't mentioned him. Yeah. That's a Rule 5 pickup. Yeah. If he's that guy all year, sweet Jesus.
No, the Cubs are good. The Cubs are pretty good.
So are the Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far.
So far.
I'm waiting for it to fall down, and it may never fall down. I'd be happy if it doesn't fall down, but there.
Yeah, Terry, you said a start for the White Sox might be meaningful just so they can start building up a little mental muscle memory.
Totally agree with that. Yep. We saw the inverse of it last year. You might be seeing the inverse of it right now with the Minnesota Twins. They start like this, and then all of a sudden things start piling up, and they can't do anything.
And they're booing them.
They're not that bad, though. See, the Braves are that bad.
That might be, them and the Brewers are the worst, and the Brewers are trying to be bad. The Braves moving into a new place. And
they've been also trying to be bad, though.
They were, but...
Phillies.
There's some trades that can be questioned. Now, what they got, the haul they got from the Angels is pretty damn good, right?
Who's
the Angels? The Braves.
Well, they got Ivar.
Shelby Miller stuff.
Yeah, it's the Arizona stuff.
They got
Dansby Swanson.
Yeah.
And they got a couple other very high-end prospects from Arizona for Shelby
And Miller. The Alex Wood trade that they made to the Dodgers.
Well, they got Hector Oliveira, and he's out there.
Right. The kid busted his face open last night.
Yeah, on the slide?
He slid way early, and the inertia knocked his helmet off, and then it bounced back off the base and hit him right in the middle of the forehead. 5 stitches. And he's pouring blood. He doesn't know it. And the third base coach says, "Hey, idiot, you're bleeding. Come over here and hang out with us 0-6 Braves." At least you got AJ there, though. You know,
AJ's making it fun for everybody.
Everybody's all happy around here.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, if you look at Shep and I were talking about this the other day. If you look at this National League, it's not that hard to figure. I mean, what you thought at the beginning is what you're going to think at the end.
Because there's five teams willing to go backwards. Yeah. You can just cross off the list.
Oh, so I think you just cross off a whole bunch of teams already that you knew from before it started they weren't any good. You know, now they're certainly not any good. Mm. If there's any surprise in the playoffs, if there's a team, I have no idea who it would be.
So you think the Giants are good now?
Well, I mean, they're good enough to win that division or be in it, sure. That's a crap division.
Yeah.
You like the D-backs?
No, Arizona without A.J. Pollock is...
trouble.
Know, it's a limited lineup, without a doubt.
Yeah, so I you know, that's the team that everybody kind of loved.
I thought you were fading the Giants hard.
Well, how am I going to fade them out of that division? I'm fading them to beat the Cubs, but I can't fade them out of being in the playoffs.
Oh, no. I didn't say that they were going to beat the Cubs. I just said they were one of the top, you know, three or four teams in the National League.
Well, I don't know about three or four. I don't know about top three or four.
I mean,
I'd call them fifth right now. I got the Dodgers ahead of them. I got the Nationals and the Mets ahead of them. And I got the Cubs and Pirates ahead of them. So I guess that makes them sixth. Arguing for seventh with the Cardinals.
Let's see how that Nationals thing play out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want that to fail.
Why?
I don't like Dusty.
He doesn't like Dusty. Still got all the report.
Let that go,
Dusty. I just hold on to that.
It's not good for you, man.
You know why? He reinvigorated with the Aroldis Chapman stuff. I was fine with the stuff he said about, I know plenty of dudes where they get abused by their wives.
Oh, there's
There's
a million things.
What are you talking about? Yeah. I mean, the stuff, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. He made a mistake. He's good. No, he's not.
I got you.
I mean, that has bothered me as much as any other stupid crap that he says. He's always got something dumb to say.
And that's why you don't like him.
Well, it's like Bruce Arians, man. I'm just so disappointed in Bruce Arians that this crap he's coming out with.
Because I did like Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
I loved him. I wanted him to be the Bears coach back when.
So much of what Bruce Arians said, it's all just wrong.
I'd still want Bruce Arians to be the Bears coach.
These guys live in different worlds than we do.
A defender of the Shield as a head coach, I mean, so be it.
And that's the thing. Nobody's going to get fired. You're not going to stop making any money as long as there are people in Florida and Texas and Louisiana,
right?
And people who are trying to get out of situations, and hell, right. Some people whose fathers and grandfathers before them played.
Yeah, they're going to play.
And even some affluent people. I mean, if you've got that legacy of okay, my dad played, my uncle played,
absolutely,
you're going to play. If you go to Michigan,
who are we talking to about that?
My dad had brain damage. My uncle had brain damage.
Trent Green.
Devin, I'm going to have brain damage too.
Trent Green's
Kids going back.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And by the way,
don't remember it.
Drool cup you can hand down.
Several texters are wondering if you have thought about introducing the diesel mechanic to the guy with the broken church bus, because you could really.
This guy is brilliant.
And then they both can show you their 1040 and see how much money they've made over the last year off your dumb ass.
Yeah, compare their vacation homes. Right.
All I ask
is not to lie to me. Like, I will give you whatever you want if you are homeless, if you want a bite to eat, if you want a drink, whatever the case may be, I will get you what you need.
You know what?
I will find a crack person for you.
I
did that with church bus
there's
guy.
Well, there's a production staff.
When I saw him running his thing the second time, I saw him getting another tourist from one of the hotels there. My church bus broke down, and I went up to the person afterwards, and I said, "Let me guess, his church bus broke down again." Like, oh yeah. Well, I said, that's his thing. And I went up to him. I said, "You know, I gave you $20 a while ago because
Burns, you wanted change.
Can I get a receipt?"
No, and he said
an invoice.
Like, to write that off.
When he sees me now,
it's Oprah Bernstein.
No. When he sees me now, he'll say, "Hey, can I have a couple bucks or something to eat?"
There it is.
So I'm like, hey, now he knows he doesn't need the church bus.
You're a mark. Yes.
Yes. That's it. I gave.
But at least he was honest.
I gave $50 to a guy one time coming out of a liquor store because he didn't lie to me. He was like, "Man, you see where I'm at. I'm outside this liquor store. I just want to get a drink." And I told him, "Dude, stop drinking that swill. Drink good."
Here you go.
I think it was New Year's Eve, too.
Get a bottle of Glenlivet.
I think it was New Year's Eve. If you're going to be homeless, you have a good drink.
It's sometimes at the end of the day at Bockwinkel's, where after the lunch rush and they've got some of their, like, the cold chicken and things that they mark down to practically nothing.
Yeah.
So for a quarter, you can get, like, three cooked drumsticks. Yeah. So there's always a guy who sits outside there. Sometimes, I mean, it's literally, like, 50 cents for, so you go, if I'm going in there anyway, I'll just grab it and flip it to him. So that's, I mean, whatever.
See, these are the kind of people I need to be near Wrigley to increase the atmosphere.
Yeah, because Speaks thinks it's too gentrified.
It's too gentrified.
He wants more homeless people and more badness.
My once pristine gentrified neighborhood is now even more gentrified.
So you can leave it and go
to
a better
one. Can I tell you something? Terry will vouch for this. Our experience in San Francisco with the issues that they have.
These guys
And this was after they'd quote unquote cleaned out. They moved them to like a tent community somewhere.
Yeah.
Got everybody out for the Super Bowl. It's like Santa Monica, but they're violent, aggressive, confrontational, insane.
They were in their line for waiting to get in there.
Yeah. One guy running down the street just randomly punching. I had to duck out of the way. So
that was Pompeii.
San Francisco's got a huge issue.
It's more than
grit. It's terrifying.
And higher rent than the city of New York now, too. So it's crazy, the juxtaposition of that. Yeah.
I think they have more homeless than anybody by numbers. There was a guy that was standing outside the convention center yelling at people going up and down the line because you couldn't get in right away. We could walk to the media thing, get in, but there was a long line of people every day to get in to do the stuff they had in there. This guy was going up and down the line in their face to everybody in the line. Just yelling at them all the way up and down the line.
Seattle was pretty bad for a while too. Yep. So I mean that West Coast, you know,
that's where it ends.
Maybe if you're running from something and the weather's decent and you stay out there and you never make it.
I mean, you can't go any further.
Santa Monica is exactly right. Storefront.
Go ahead.
Somebody lying in the doorway.
Where would you choose to be homeless?
Right. But of these high
end location
stores.
Hey man, you got free beach bathrooms right there.
Very true.
You got guys standing out there just. You'll see guy like just completely butt-ass naked bathing himself on the beach.
And maybe the doorways in Frisco, too.
Maybe Ken Caminiti's girl is looking for a new person. So you just roll up on her and offer her a ball and see how much the party can.
That'll work. With. Have a good show, guys.
All right, Caminiti's
crack whore.
They got Steve Stone coming up in the second half. Boys and Bernstein for the next 4 hours and 38 minutes.
Yeah, Ken Caminiti's crack whore will be on at 4:40.
Yeah, she got a new book.
Hey, don't don't put it past Maddie because Maddie will mess around and put anybody on that phone. And you're like, how the hell did he get that dude?
Yeah, who's this? This is the crack whore.
All right. I heard you guys were talking about me.
Gotcha.
All right. Speaks, we'll do this thing again tomorrow.
See you then. She's going to send some crack gift packs our way.
What comes in that? Like a pipe? Stolen car antenna.
The crack seasoning salt.
Yeah.
The crack barbecue sauce.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like a used syringe.
Tin foil. Like foil just in case.
We're going to hell. We're going to hell.
Too late.
Spiegelman Golf Show, thanking you for listening to 670 The Score.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Red Wing Shoes. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for your job. New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton is very sad and very angry. He's sad because Will Smith, who played defensive end for him, is dead. Smith is dead because he was shot Saturday night in an apparent road rage incident. Payton thinks guns are a pox. He thinks the gun laws in this country aren't close to strict enough. In fact, he'd like to see guns go away. Payton knows that anyone who speaks out in favor of any gun control in this country is going to be lambasted by gun owners and the NRA. He doesn't care. If this opinion in Louisiana is super unpopular, so be it, Payton said. Payton is aware of what happens to politicians who speak out in favor of gun control, but right now, that doesn't matter to him. He's sad and he's angry. Good for him. I'm John Feinstein.
CBS Sports Radio. The whole town's talking about the web, boys. The Web Boys, The Web Boys.
Searching online for a new or certified pre-owned Ford? Take a test drive at Web Ford in Highland, Indiana. Schedule your appointment by visiting webford.com. That's webford.com.
The whole town's talking about The Web Boys, and the Web family promises why. See your Web family dealers today.
Arlington Heights Ford, Illinois' number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer, with over 200 used cars, trucks, and SUVs. All makes and models for all budgets. And now, drive for just $100 down. It's the Arlington Heights Ford Advantage. Drive for $100 down. Plus, get 1.9% financing for 66 months on a great selection of certified vehicles. Arlington Heights Ford, number one in what matters most, you. Minutes north of Woodfield Mall on Dundee Road. Visit ahford.com. Offers to qualified buyers through credit on select vehicles.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze, but as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues, and his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
You step up to the tee. Months of winter have formed some rust. You wind up, let it fly. It hooks right off a tree and straight into the drink. Fortunately, Naperville's Park District golf courses have everything you need to be in mid-season form before you hit the links. The Brooks Golf Academy Training Center at Springbrook offers physical conditioning and yoga classes to get you playing better. And the patios at the Springbrook and Naperbrook courses will make the 19th hole the best hole. Sign up today for the 2016 Brooks Advantage card and save $5 in each round of golf and much more. Details at golfnaperville.org.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
I'm a dream big kind of kid, and I need a good education as a foundation to help me get where I want to go. What's time for learning homeschool? Flexible scheduling and student-paced. Check. Online interactive curriculum. Check. Log in from anywhere at any time. Check.
Start helping your kid dream big today and create a love of learning at timeforlearning.com. Use promo code RADIO to save 20% off your first month. Log on timeforlearning.com now.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Miss it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Award-winning play-by-play man Zach Sedman right here on The Score.
Big Red.
Scoreboard update.
Thank you so much for the kind introduction. 131 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. The Wolves host First Responder Night this Saturday, presented by Turtle Wax.
They're relentless. At bats we're able to put up on a nightly basis. It's just there's not a whole lot of holes in our lineup, and it's really deep. So the more the guys grind at bats, the better off we'll be later in the game, like you saw last night.
David Ross and the Cubs are second in the majors in runs scored, averaging nearly seven a game. Ross, a guest with Mully and Hamley this morning. Cubs are 6-1. They've got the day off. John Lackey gets the ball tomorrow at Wrigley against Cincinnati. The 5-2 White Sox have the fourth best ERA in baseball at 2.76. Carlos Rodon gets the ball tomorrow in Minnesota against the winless Twins. Hockey, one day to go until the postseason begins for the Blackhawks in St. Louis. Now, with Brian Bickle reassigned to Rockford, it means all the Hawk forwards are healthy, including Brandon Machinter, who skated with a third line in practice today. NBA, the Bulls will close out the season tomorrow at home against Philadelphia. With a victory, the Bulls can finish with a winning season. Illinois has reached a settlement with former football coach Tim Beckman, a one-time payment of $250,000. Seven former players on the women's basketball team will split $375,000 from the university. Last year, they filed a lawsuit against the school alleging civil rights violations and racial discrimination. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Criminal in theaters Friday. Criminal, the story of the right man in the wrong body. Starring all-star cast Kevin Costner, Gary Oldman, Tommy Lee Jones, and Gal Gadot. Criminal, see it in theaters Friday. There's so much love out there for Taco Bell's quesalupa with delicious melted pepper jack cheese baked right into the shell. It has everyone talking. Have you tried one yet? You're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball. The next game on The Score is tomorrow night at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Reds on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. We're going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can. Keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way, a lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. I think there already was for you. Knock, knock, knock. What are you doing? Knock, knock, knock. And this is the radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Steve Stone is going to join us at 2 o'clock, second half at 3:30. And we have giveaways today. Not only do we have a copy of the Jackie Robinson documentary DVD, the Ken Burns documentary, we have that. And we have two pairs of Cubs tickets. This is for the Cubs and the Rockies, Saturday, April 16th. We have two pairs. You have to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bores and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
I had chicken!
We're streaming at 670thescore.com. That's at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text zone on The Score is presented by Grossinger. Twitter is at Bores_Bernstein. You can follow me also at Dan_Bernstein. We have boresandbernstein.com. And if you are going to be out and you want to have the show with you, the best way is to download the radio.com app for your mobile device. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
The text zone, 644-60, make that at 670-644-6767 is the number to get in here, and 670-11 is how you text us. I'd get that sooner or later.
It happens.
I love Matt Abaticola. He's our answer to Dale Jr., but again, I don't believe the brain is going to science this week.
Chris Tannehill.
The Reds have done a lot of things well when you're off to a 5-1 start, but one of the statistical, areas where a team's win-loss record is greatly enhanced by winning games is if you score early or score first.
Huh?
What? What?
A team's win-loss record is greatly enhanced by winning games.
That's what I thought you said.
Right, I can't argue with that.
I'm not going to argue with that. That's I don't have to consult the guide. I think he's right.
Is your win-loss record enhanced by winning games?
Scott, Davenport, talk about some
gory math involved in that.
See what you got on that.
And I think the scoring first thing is only, there's some correlation. I don't think it's some automatic, there's the whole scoring first thing.
Unless it's like 8.
Right. But
if it's 1, no.
Right.
I wouldn't think much of it, but okay, I'm glad to know that. So maybe Scott can run that down, that winning thing enhances your record. I maybe he can run that down for us.
Quite sure where that came from, but all right. But yeah, to already be, you're a week into the season, and the Cubs have already had, like, that's like a signature kind of win last night.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those that at the end of the year, when Paul Sullivan writes his here on the eve of the playoffs, and he's writing here are some of the games to remember from 2016, you already have one. You're getting no hit. It's a completely moribund night, and you start to think, well, it's a long season. Stuff happens. Sometimes you run into a guy who's just got your number.
Yeah, one-time hotshot prospect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then bang.
Mm-hmm.
If he's really good. If this is like a next step year for Russell, look out. look out. If that, if all of a sudden he steps in, you start seeing some of these, the reasons for these Barry Larkin comps, not just the plus glove that helps you.
I guess
you
you're not allowed as Billy Beane, because Billy Beane feels no shame. I listened to Hawk. He feels no shame because he had all the pitching. But I particularly since it failed and failed miserably, man, that was a hell of a get by the Cubs. That's just something.
And Billy McKinney.
I can't do. I can't do that. I can't. I mean, in baseball, and I realize that you have this idea to go for it, but only once in a while do you see a prospect like that to change his hands in one of those things. You see other guys, and maybe you can do this, maybe you can do that, but man, baseball's too goofy to think, you know what, if we get this done, we'll be okay, so we'll go ahead. Go ahead, take Addison Russell.
Yeah, take a 21-year-old shortstop.
You know what I mean, though? Right. It's not like I don't expect this something of value to go, but not that.
Boars, and I'm Bernstein, and we have a lot to do today, including Steve Stone at the top of the hour, including the Cubs ticket giveaways, and plenty else going on. We're at that time. Hey, the Bulls might finish with a winning record?
They are.
How awesome would that be?
With the bench. The bench.
Right.
Guys who actually want to play.
Guys who try.
Yep.
It's really...
That's all they want to do.
But did you see what Derrick Rose said? Did you see it?
I saw it.
Did you see what he said?
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you what I saw that opened my eyes this morning. I said, "Oh, okay."
Well, he's like the morning eye lifter, isn't he? He's like you just wait until you get to the bull story somewhere, and there he is.
There's always something in there where you say,
"What?
Okay.
Wait a minute. Let me have another swig of coffee here and take a look at that again."
You have the score.
Former World Series champion White Sox manager Ozzie Guillen talks Chicago baseball with the Mully and Hanley Show every Thursday morning at 7.
Purcell, he's the best pitcher in Chicago. He may be the best pitcher in baseball. I didn't know that.
Ozzie Guillen every Thursday morning at 7 with Mully and Hanley exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys. The Web Boys. The Web Boys.
Searching online for a newer certified pre-owned Hyundai? Take a test drive at Web Hyundai, just 20 minutes from Chicago in Highland, Indiana. Make your appointment at WebHyundai.com. That's WebHyundai.com.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, and the Web family promises why. See your Web family dealer today.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com. Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Need $50,000 or more for your existing business? Get working capital from Aquity in as little as 24 hours. You heard right. Get $50,000 or more in working capital for your existing business. Use it for inventory, expansion, payroll, or any other business reason. Call 1-800-409-1996. In business over a year, you may already qualify. Call now, 1-800-409-1996. That's 1-800-409-1996.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 855-829-5167. That's 855-829-5167.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Here's McDermott.
Oh, Al Felicio.
Cristiano Felicio is right there, and he came with some speed to get that rebound.
You betcha he did. Got Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. So what, pray tell, did Derek say that opened your eyes this morning?
I guarantee you it's the same thing, but He was asked about his season. He was assessing the state of his game. And
he's good.
Exactly.
He's good. He's good. Everything's fine.
I mean, taking all his positives out of it and how everything is all fine. I love the way I played. 16 points, 4.7 assists. He shot 42.7%. And we went through some of the advanced metrics as far as win shares and win shares per 48. And he's down there at the very bottom of the NBA in actual on-court effectiveness.
Yes. 400th in some, is he not?
Yep. I love the way I played. I don't love the way you played. I don't. But he's very, very happy. And then he says it's a process coming back after he comes back from working out during the summer. It takes me a couple games anyway because I don't play pickup. We need bodies out there to get used to opponents being around. And then he was asked, well, maybe do you want to start doing that?
No.
And he said that his pattern has worked for him. How? How has it worked?
Well, let's see. How did it work for him?
And all this stuff, again, about spending having all this long offseason is great.
Yeah, said, yeah.
It's great to have a longer offseason to spend time with his son. But what about the orgies? I mean, it's just all this stuff. It's like we're
supposed to forget that. Right. None of that is memorable. We don't remember it. We don't know anything. What do we know?
All the details of civil complaint are public. Does he not know that entire complaint, all the allegations are public? I spend time with my son. And orgies. With all of our sex toys. Come on.
Where does PJ go? When all this is, when they just put him to bed in one room and then move up to the top of the mansion?
I don't know.
I don't know what he's doing, but I assume he's meeting Westbrook again this year.
I don't assume anything.
That's
with
what
him.
They do.
Rob McClanahan is the guy they works out with. But as soon as he started working with Rob McClanahan, he couldn't make a shot. That's a problem. He didn't say much for this great shooting coach that you don't want Rose saying, yeah, this is my shooting coach. He can't shoot anymore.
I remember when he said he had mastered that bank shot.
Okay.
That bank shot was now the thing, his go-to shot.
Also,
which he
mastered
did
the missed layup.
That's not good. The 42% and then the three-point percentage. When it's not necessarily a league where all the guards are gunning in threes, but, you know, a lot of them do.
And we've got an angry texter again. Here we go from the 847. Okay, really, that was a signature win against a team projected to lose 90 to 100 games. It was opening day, so please save the bull for later in the season. I don't think we can handle all the signature wins the rest of the season. I know you are now the flagship for the Cubs, but please don't insult our baseball intelligence. All right, angry texter. It was a hell of a win against a really good pitcher who had no-hit them through six.
Yeah.
You get an improbable victory like that against anybody, and because it's on opening day...
We didn't say it was the last time we're going to be the biggest win of the year, but it's one of those.
One of those will be on the list at the end of the year. Yes.
It's only on the list. It's not top of the list. It's not middle. It's nowhere right now.
Is it really worth it? Yeah, nobody's insulting anybody's baseball intelligence. They do that list every year.
I would bet anything he has none.
Okay.
I would bet anything he has zero baseball intelligence. And if you know this show... Yes, we are the flagship station for the Cubs, but I thought for the Cubs, right now, it's pretty hard to have anything but
yeah, I don't know what Cubs team you're seeing right now.
Yeah, I don't know what you're watching, but what do you want? What would you suggest we say?
This is Jerry downtown on the score.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to ask you a question. I heard you talking about the dislike for Dusty Baker and Derrick Rose. Let me ask.
Wait. What specifically are you talking about linking Derrick Rose and Dusty Baker?
Well, you're criticizing Derrick Rose, saying the guy... Who are hanging out with the broad, the origin, all that.
Well, it's only because he's constantly talking about spending time with his kid.
I mean, that's okay. I don't mind that. Why don't you talk about Johnny Manziel, what he did?
We did.
Schwarzenegger, what he did.
What?
Charlie Sheen. I never hear you guys talk about the guy, and you are the moral guys.
What?
You guys are the two most moral guys that I know. But I've never heard you speak about that. Manziel has disappeared.
We talked about it yesterday.
We get him all the time. He gets and
because Ray Rice.
Are you here? Is your take on it? We don't say anything about white guys.
Right.
Is that your take?
Yeah. And okay. I'm not
we're both racist. Yes. That's not true.
We meet. Not,
you know better than that.
We have our racist meetings every Tuesday.
Uh huh.
We had that a little bit ago. We decided
Johnny Manziel yesterday.
Yeah. You've been on his ass. Well, I've been on. Everybody's been on his ass for a year and a half.
That's a bad start to the show.
Come on. Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you were listening to this show, I think you would have enjoyed our thoughts on the maid.
Not a particularly good way to start.
No. I think you would have enjoyed that. You might have missed that show. But I think you would have enjoyed the romp with the unattractive maid.
And why is it that Derrick Rose doesn't play pickup games? Is he worried about getting hurt in the offseason?
Yeah, probably so. Mm-hmm. One bad step, and he's done again.
Then what are you doing? Why are you bothering?
I don't know. Why don't you talk about Doug McDermott more?
Ooh, I'd rather not. I just don't think he's very good. Did you even turn on the Bulls game?
No. You crazy. This is a baseball game. Baseball all over the place. I turned it on.
Yeah, I know.
Ain't a money, money, boo. No. Not interested. It's just it is. I don't care what they do or what happens the rest of this week, and then the real game begins. You know, after the season is over, then we got ourselves a game again. Not until then. Look forward to the NBA playoffs like hell as always. But do I? No, I don't. I don't need to watch them. I really don't. I no, done with it. See, I could quit. I, sir, can quit.
Yeah,
They're smoking. I've quit that.
The 309 is regarding the Cubs' victory. It says you win 60, you lose 60. The other 42 make the season. That Cub game was one of those 42. Oh, whatever.
What?
Or what?
What?
No, it's one. That's
who said what?
I don't know where that came from.
Whoa, what? He wins 60, you lose 60.
I don't know. That's like a piece of. Is Hawk Harrelson texting from the 309 area code?
This show already blows. We're not even in
I know. And this, here it is. The 2-2-4 says, statement game. Those don't exist in basketball, so why baseball? Nobody
it's
said statement game.
A statement
it's game. Just one of those. So I said a signature win. It's one of those wins that at the end of the year, somebody, because it's opening day, because they got a packed house and more people, more attention paid to it, and because you flipped the script on a guy that was no-hitting you in the dramatic way that they did it, that at the end of the year when they put the list together of members of the regular season, it'll be on there. Is this controversial? Seriously?
It is if you say it. I would add this too, that no, there are no, you know, because if there are signature wins, the Bulls had a bucket full of them this year.
If you
think there's such thing as signature wins in the NBA, you had a ton of them. And what good did it do them?
Right.
My recommendation in basketball is never say that.
Well, and I'm not saying that the Cubs' victory makes them better or that gives them momentum. I'm just saying
it's just one to put on Sully's list.
It's just at the end of the year, Paul Sullivan always writes a column about here are notable nights in the season.
Some defining moments,
And opening day will be one of them.
Yeah,
jeez.
That's all. And what about Arnold's maid?
Right, everything.
What about that?
And you're not talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Huh?
What about his maid?
Yep.
What about that?
Yeah, well, we should take a break so you can get to your clan meeting that you have to go to every at 1:53. And Steve Stone will tell us about the first place White Sox. Steve Stone next on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
I'm a dream big kind of kid, and I need a good education as a foundation to help me get where I want to go. What's time for learning homeschool? Flexible scheduling and student-paced. Check. Online interactive curriculum. Check. Log in from anywhere at any time. Check.
Start helping your kid dream big today and create a love of learning at timeforlearning.com. Use promo code RADIO to save 20% off your first month. Log on timeforlearning.com now.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is Lawrence Levy from Levy & Associates, the nation's leading tax resolution firm. If you have IRS tax problems and you can't sleep at night, you give us a call immediately at 800-890-2200. Have you been levied by the IRS? Has your bank account been levied? Have your wages been levied? If so, give us a call today at 800-890-2200. The IRS and state tax problems can be addressed. Give the best team in the country a call today, 800-890-2200.
Need $50,000 or more for your existing business? Get working capital from Aquity in as little as 24 hours. You heard right. Get $50,000 or more in working capital for your existing business. Use it for inventory, expansion, payroll, or any other business reason. Call 1-800-409-1996. In business over a year, you may already qualify. Call now, 1-800-409-1996. That's 1-800-409-1996.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
There's a new way to insure, and all you need is 2 minutes. Insure on the Spot is the company who makes sure everyone can be insured at a low price, with rates as low as $35 a month. Pick up the phone and call 773-202-5060 today and get a quote in less than 2 minutes. Insure on the Spot is your one-stop resource specializing in auto insurance. They'll do all the work, and no matter your driving record, if you've had tickets, no prior insurance, or even a DUI, everyone is insured. The best thing to do on the spot is get insurance on the spot. Insure on the Spot.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you?